Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The 72-hour window for Hamas to return all hostages to Israel is open. That's according to the U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff, as the Israeli military says it's withdrawn to the position agreed upon in the first phase of the peace deal brokered by the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee overseen by an international board of peace with Trump as its chairman.
But no Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. The committee awarded this year's honor to the opposition leader in Venezuela, Maria Machado. The White House communications director in a statement says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace. No end in sight to the government shutdown after the Senate departed without a funding measure. This means military members can miss paychecks next week, and federal troops expected to begin patrolling Memphis today. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Fire Prevention Week, and firefighters want you to know about the thing you've probably got all over your home that could turn dangerous in an instant. Lisa Hale reports.
This week is Fire Prevention Week. The National Fire Protection Association set the theme as Charge into Fire Safety, Lithium-Ion Batteries in Your Home. Most of the modern electronics in our homes are powered by lithium-ion batteries. Everything from smartphones and tablets to power and lawn tools to e-cigarettes, laptops, headphones, and toys. Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman says while most lithium-ion batteries are used safely, there have been reports of fires and explosions involving the batteries in recent years.
But basically, any damage to that battery can cause what we call a thermal runaway, where basically that battery starts to self-heat, has a reaction, and despite whatever actions we may take, like putting water on it, doesn't really stop that thermal runaway, and it keeps heating and heating and heating, and basically there's an explosion or fire that can result.
Hyman says not to overcharge batteries. Always use the cables that come with the product, charge on a hard surface, and make sure to dispose of or recycle batteries correctly. Lithium-ion batteries aside, Hyman said the most critical thing for fire prevention and safety is a working smoke detector.
I cannot stress how important those are, and based on real-life outcomes where we show up, and if you have working smoke detectors that have alerted you to get out versus the homes we go to that don't have working smoke detectors, we see dramatically different outcomes.
For more news from around Madison and all over Wisconsin, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on. The Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive. Right field. Way back there. Gone! Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series. And the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7. WMDX.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk about the new Civic Media sports show, Make the Call, with Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr is in the house. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Hi, I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay. We will continue to do all that we can to avoid delays that will impact your travel. And our hope is that Democrats will soon recognize the importance of opening the government.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. That would be Dillis Filler, yes. Ice Barbie, Kristi Noem. That's playing in every airport.
Get ready to see that on your next airport trip.
We were just saying, this is how far the rule of law has fallen in this country. It seems almost quaint to mention the Hatch Act and that you can't do stuff like this, right?
That is politicking.
Right. And it clearly is a lie.
Yep.
I mean, this one, FEMA personnel who signed an open letter criticizing Trump's cuts to disaster funding have been interrogated in recent weeks in an effort to determine the names of colleagues who endorsed the letter anonymously. Those interviews have been told they risk being fired for failure to cooperate. The employees have been instructed not to bring counsel. I don't think that's legal.
No.
By the way, the FEMA director, David Richardson, you can ask him about this because he won't answer his phone after hours. Because, as you know, weather is always very cooperative and never rude. It always happens during business hours.
Yeah, weather only happens during between 9 and 5.
Yeah. It's.
And plus, it takes an hour for lunch.
Yeah, it's never unexpected.
Right.
That's funny. Okay, can I just say, hooray. I love how our Dems are fighting, as I said. Who was it? Hakeem Jeffries got right in Mike Lawler's face in the hallway. I'm glad they have cameras out there. Mm-hmm. Do we have that? Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly got right in Mike Johnson's face about the shutdown, about the seating Grijalva. Do we have? I think we have that one.
We have Ruben Gallego.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ms. Grijalva, Grijalva has not yet had a scheduled date because she was elected after the House was out of session. So I am anxious to administer the oath to her as soon as you guys vote to open the government.
You don't want to be on that seat discharge. How much?
It's totally absurd. You guys are experts at red herrings and distractions. It has nothing to do with Epstein. The House Oversight Committee is working on the Epstein files right now, releasing 34,000 pages and more on the way.
No, she's the key to
Let me finish. Let me finish. The House Oversight Committee.
This is an excuse, so she doesn't sign on to that.
By the way, he used the drinking game again that I used for Meet the Press, sadly, when he says red herring.
Right.
He said red herring again.
I think they need to put some acoustic tiles up in the hallways.
We would like better audio. Those of us in radio would like
Please.
Better. Okay. Ruben Gallego again yesterday.
It is a failure on Thune and Johnson, not necessarily because they're shutting down, but also they just didn't even bring it up to their membership. They didn't bring up, hey, we need to start negotiating to come out with a path out of this. You know, Johnson sent his team home, not necessarily just to put pressure on us, so he doesn't get pressure from his own members. He's barely going to win, and he's probably going to lose the speakership next year, but he's putting his members on a plank that's not reversible.
Okay. So I think a lot of, by the way, who's, thank you. Aaron Parnas, our friend, said apparently Republicans thought Democrats would cave on the shutdown by now, and they're scrambling because Democrats have held the line. This is what we wanted. Mm-hmm. We want Democrats to hold the line. We want them to fight. Mm-hmm. We got a hate letter for yesterday. Mandy says, listening late, but oh my effing God, the complaints about Chuck Schumer after he finally decides to step outside his comfort zone and fight a little bit is making me crazy. When someone does the right thing, can we stop complaining for a minute and appreciate it? Mandy, your point is well taken. I said earlier today, you can't expect Chuck Schumer to be Jasmine Crockett. Like, he's just not going to
then
be.
Shouldn't
we
try
have to
be.
Go to the war with the army we have right now. Yes, I've said, I hope he passes the baton like Pelosi did. I don't think he's a wartime consigliere, but he is doing the right thing. They are winning the fight. You know, I get it that we go, him dropping an F-bomb is,
it's cringy.
But the fact is, they are communicating well enough that the American people know that this is over their health care premiums doubling or tripling, and the Republicans trying to protect pedophiles. And however they're doing it, I think there's a lot of...
Sure.
And there's a lot of great people that, do message the way we would like.
Right.
Not necessarily because they're younger, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, but, Eric
Pelosi
Smallville.
Does a great job of messaging. Maxwell Frost does a great job of messaging.
Yeah, it's just this is, not the time to behave how Chuck Schumer has previously behaved. Now's the
Bella,
time to,
here's the difference. What we didn't like is when Chuck Schumer actually caved last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What we were.
Right.
But he's not. You do have to give him credit.
Whether you
like the way he messaged it, they are holding the line. They are not caving. And it is causing. And look at what's happening with public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories now, Chris, right, that you handed me this morning. Republicans are the ones starting to panic.
Sure.
And it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene that are turning on the Republican leadership.
Right.
If we hold the line, we're going to win this.
And you could see Mike Johnson panicking yesterday at a press scrum. He was panicking real bad.
Yeah. No, it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
They know they're getting killed in this politically. And one last one, H. Rowe, because this is what Carlos says almost every week, and I agree. He said, H. says, purity politics is killing the left. Every time someone isn't liberal enough for you, you light them on fire instead of finding common ground. Not everyone's going to use your exact language or pass your test. That doesn't mean make them the enemy. You're bleeding out allies because you can't stand nuance.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. These are all allies right now, in this fight. And we're not hyperbolizing saying this fight against fascism. It absolutely is what it is. So anyway, God bless speaking of our allies, Bob Seska, God bless him, out there on Blue Sky saying, from the memory hole, there was a hostage release and ceasefire deal in place by the Biden administration 10 months ago. Yep. It was allowed to expire in March under Donald Trump, and now it's being revived and rebranded with Donald Trump taking full credit like always.
Yeah.
Just like the infrastructure
this current deal
stuff,
has the bones
he's taking
of,
Biden's name off the stuff and putting his name on when he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, this current deal has the bones of this old...
Right.
This old peace deal that was put together by Biden. Trump is stealing it out from under Biden, lock, stock, and barrel.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like he does with everything.
Yep.
I mean, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hold on. Oh, yes, Dean Obadala making the point that I was talking about, this is about Trump family and money. And how does Jared get more money out of Qatar? That was Trump was pissed about. He doesn't care about Qatar. It's because that's where he got his bribe plane from, where Jared got his billions from. It's because he does business in Qatar. And so he was mad that Israel attacked without telling him and blah, blah, blah. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, hold, please.
Oh, boy. Are you searching that giant stack of stuff?
It's a lot.
Okay. I think you killed the Black Forest in Germany this morning.
I did. There's a lot going on. Oh, this one, yes, on Antifa. McComb for Congress said, MAGA is making this shift to quote-unquote Antifa because they aren't getting the imagery they want from their ICE raids. Images of day laborers and tamale ladies being kidnapped by masked men may make their most racist followers happy, but it doesn't fit their narrative of deporting criminals. They need an enemy to justify their existence. Without it, they have nowhere to direct their cruelty and hatred. Without an enemy to cultivate fear in their ranks, they fall apart. Did you see Christine Noem saying, what did she say? The TAF is the same as Hamas and ISIS. Mm-hmm. There is no... How many times can we say this? There's no organization. There's no person. There's no... It's an ideology of anti-fascism. It's not a... Okay.
They said yesterday they were going to take it down brick by brick. There are no bricks.
Yes. Well, there's that. Let them look for the bricks while we... Okay. Yes, there it is. Today, DHS Secretary Noem said Antifa is just as sophisticated and dangerous as major foreign terrorists like ISIS and Hezbollah. Not only is this stupid and untrue, it confirms that DHS is more focused on chasing phantom bad guys than protecting America from real ones. We talk to Malcolm Nance about that every week. They are diverting their focus from, you know, the actual... Okay, did you see this? What was it, an Antifa roundtable with all far-right... influencers or whatever those people were, this round table about Antifa they had? So this one, hold please. This is blonde. Did you see the blonde? Fox News posted, former reporter Katie whoever speaks at President Trump's round table on Antifa violence. Today, I'm sitting here with a black eye and a concussion after being violently hit in the face with a metal pole while reporting outside the ICE facility just this past week. So this is the timestamp. That's her outside the White House. She obviously erased the black eye.
Okay.
So that was obviously makeup.
Right.
She is perfectly fine, but she couldn't be bothered. She's wearing the same dress and obviously sans any kind of...
black eye.
Right. Okay. And then did you see the... Do we have that? Oh, I guess we don't have that audio. The woman that said she formerly had Trump derangement syndrome. So, this was the creepy... there's a lot of creepy... exchanges with Trump, but so she said, I used to have Trump derangement syndrome, but you know, I don't anymore, and I'm even more attractive now that I don't have Trump derangement syndrome.
And he said,
very attractive.
I didn't see that.
Right, Belle, there's nothing more than being complimented by a rapist to make you feel like a
disgusting.
I just think I'm
you didn't see that.
No.
Yeah. It's all a TV show. It's all some stupid, okay, and also, by the way, we called it out yesterday. Who is it? Former Mexican mafia and the Antifa whistleblower. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
It's an actor or something on Fox News. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They just think their audience is so dumb.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to paint all protesters who are lawfully protesting what is going on inside our country as a terrorist organization. Whether or not they believe in anti-fascist stuff or not, they're trying to paint everybody as Antifa, a terrorist organization, so that they can take care of them. And that's the chilling thing.
Yeah. What did Christine say? We will be... something extinguish them from society.
What she means is that if you go out there and protest what's going on in America, you're the enemy.
Heather says, yesterday afternoon, the White House press gauntlet announced President Trump is set to host a roundtable with the White House to hear from independent journalists. Oh, is that what they're calling these right-wing Russian trolls?
Sure.
Okay. Who have experienced Antifa's violence firsthand. It sounded like it was going to be some covert operation where they discussed the boogeyman that is Antifa, but it turns out it was a MAGA influencer tinfoil hat fest streamed live for the world to watch, including with actors with really good, eyebrows makeup.
Makeup, yeah.
Okay, Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hello there. At least it's Friday. Two quick things before I get slammed into a hard break.
Yes.
First of all, as Jackie Rosen pointed out, the Senate Democrats voted for a continuing resolution back in March with a promise from the Senate Republicans that they would sit down and discuss the health care subsidies. They did not. They've never come to the table. They've never argued, made a discussion. They're not willing to concede an inch. They just want us to die. And she pointed that out. And I think people have to understand this is all about the Epstein files.
Yeah. Yeah, comes back to it's all one story, Sue. That's absolutely right. Oh, by the way, Old Rascal tells us the password for tonight's Antifa meeting is acetaminophen. No one else will be able to get in. Okay, Sir John Fugelsang, best-selling author, coming up in a couple of minutes.
I don't think he was knighted.
I knighted him. And then Fridays with Frangela, at 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozier. They become my party pajamas, too, because they're so eleganza. I'm having a sushi party today with Rob and Trish of
Rob and Trish.
And Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. And because A, they're best friends, so they're like family. But B, I'm wearing the lavender cozy earth, and it's more elegant than anything else I could choose.
Is it a pajama party? Is everybody going to be in pajamas?
No,
or just
me. It's at my house.
Okay, all right. Okay.
They're there. Cozy earth jammies or blankies, they're all soft, breathable, and oh so cute. Oh my gosh, so cute. You're going to want that top. You really are. Okay. Bamboo stretch knit pajamas. They are just lightweight. They are insanely soft, stretchy, made from viscose from bamboo. Temperature regulating, that's the key. And it's getting a little cold even for LA. Uh-huh. The bubble cuddle blanket. Hello, mama. Come to me. Plush textured faux fur. It's not just stunning. It is nap inducing. It just elevates everything. Book reading, chilly nights, you name it. Here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to Cozy Earth, my evening wear, as I call my pajamas, CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your favorite jammies and blankies. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, Nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Stephanie Miller.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the
Where's
yard.
Where's Khalees today?
Like, yeah. Than yours. Damn right. Presumably in the yard with the milkshakes.
Okay.
John Fugelsang, best-selling author, coming up right after the break. So after all the doge, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse, blah, 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 just in case you wanted the math at home, the federal deficit just came in at $1.8 trillion, and the national debt rose to $37.8 trillion. There you go. All right.
Yep.
Oh, but you know what? Hopefully you still can afford a Trump watch. Do we have the Trump watch commercial?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. It's President Donald J. Trump, and it's Trump time. Uh-huh. Check out this red Trump beauty. Time. It's one of my new watches. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know exactly what it's for, who it's for, who it represents.
Like an SS armband.
It's really going to be something special. It's for your favorite president. Get your watch today at GetTrumpWatches.com. Okay. Please make a great gift. It's Trump time.
Would they? Okay.
It's Trump time.
Yes, they will tell everyone what you stand for. As snappy as that SS armband. Get one today.
That's running like...
What a shameless grifter.
That's running every other ad break on Newsmax.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It's Trump time. I got my Trump watch. y'all know it's Trump time.
I think some of those watches are... some of them really $100,000, something like that. Yeah,
I think these watches are $799.
Yeah, only $800. Yeah, sure. Oh, and he said they're Swiss made. They're made in Wyoming. But okay, other than that, everything he says is
they make things in Wyoming.
Wow,
I thought they just grew cattle there.
He is scamming his elderly audience.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Oh my God.
We can't afford anything, let alone an $800 watch or what. Oh, good God. Okay, Charlotte Clymer, as I mentioned earlier, said, for what it's worth, the Nobel Peace Prize was decided weeks ago. Trump and his team know that. They know he's not going to get it, but announcing this deal right before the new laureate will be revealed allows him to play a victim and pretend it's rigged, which we've already heard.
Yep.
Please. Okay. By the way, Jeff Tiedrich says, of course I have a girlfriend. You don't know her. She belongs to a different Antifa in Canada.
She lives in the Niagara Falls area.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know her. Yeah. Hi, Bill and Joyzy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. With Reagan, Joe this morning, he was going nuts proclaiming how great Reagan was because he allowed the hospitals to take in people, the doorsteps. What they didn't talk about, the fact that... Reagan closed all the federal hospitals,
mental hospitals.
And let all those people on the street, and then they started showing up at the hotels. So he had to pass that law because these people were just, you know, there. Did you hear
one of the far right influencers at the Antifa roundtable said that Antifa is organized by the homeless industrial complex?
The what?
I don't.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, wait, what now? Guess where the meetings are.
In the park.
Right. Covey says, not a good look for Republicans when the Jewish space laser lady is the voice of reason in their party. Well, yeah, something has happened this week, Chris.
Like I said in hour one, don't hug her too close.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She is the scorpion. We are the frog.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the river right now. Did you see Trump yesterday said, we'll be making cuts that will be permanent and we're only going to cut Democrat programs, I hate to tell you. Oh my God. Don't you miss, no matter what party, just having a president that's for everybody, that does not say like that? Okay. Governor Josh Shapiro yesterday, real quick.
I filed that amicus brief last night to make very, very clear that the Pennsylvania National Guard, under leadership of General Pippi, is under my command. I'm the commander-in-chief of the Pennsylvania National Guard. I think the way the president has chosen to deploy the Guard in other states, and in at least one case, deploy the Guard of one state into another state, Texas into Illinois, is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, no kidding. Sir John Fugelsang next.
92.7 WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you drive down John Nolan this weekend, enjoy the view because it'll be years before you have that same experience. Construction begins on Monday to redo the whole road. That's a huge undertaking for one of Madison's busiest thoroughfares and one of the most crowded ways to get downtown. Portions of John Nolan will be down to one lane in each direction, and they'll stay that way for a while. Construction is expected to take 2 years. Now for our weekly check of prices at the pump, here's Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 22.7 cents lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents from a month ago and stands 4.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country.
And hundreds of people in Dane County vowed to reduce their use of a car last month. They biked, took the bus, carpooled. The goal was to do anything that saved the environment from extra pollution. They logged their progress throughout September. And together, more than 300 people saved the equivalent of 17 tons of carbon dioxide from going into the air. Total, they saved about $12,000. There will be another one of these challenges in the spring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW homecoming week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, you've heard the voice, First and 10 Wisconsin, and Ron Dane. Now meet the man behind the voice, Mike Mankey, Badger PA announcer, in studio with us next time.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Republicans love to advocate for
more work requirements for poor people, people on SNAP, people on Medicaid. Well, I got an idea. Let's have a work requirement for Republicans to show up to Congress and do your goddamn job.
Oh.
I mean, millions of people are about to lose their health care. This is a serious crisis we're in, and we can avoid it. We can avoid people losing their health care, and we can keep the government open. They need to show up.
Jim McGovern said the GD word.
Dems are getting salty, and I'm here for it. Oh, by the way, who said these mother are crazy? Who said that?
Chuck Schumer.
No, my president, Kamala Harris, said that yesterday here in L.A.
Well, yeah.
And she is correct. Okay, now who said, hold please. Hold on, who said extreme conservative religious leaders aligning with authoritarian government is literally what killed Jesus? Who said that?
Jesus Christ.
No, that was a good guess, though. It would be Sir John Fugelsang, best-selling author. Hi, Sir John.
Hello, Lady Steph from the New York Bureau. So nice to see you all.
It's so nice to see you as well. Good Lord, so many things. I loved everything Letitia James said yesterday. Do we have that? She was, one thing in particular for you.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost.
I loved what she said. I am a proud woman of faith, and I know that faith and fear cannot share the same space. So today I am not fearful, I am fearless. I thought that was great.
Yeah, but you know what? And in fairness to that, this woman tried to save $19,000 on a secondary home loan, Stephanie. I don't think this can stand. I don't know what happened to your moral compass, Steph. Every veteran prosecutor with the Eastern District of Virginia refused to pursue charges on this. One resigned in protest. But again, like the persecution campaign against James Comey, they have to do it because Trump personally demanded it. And we know that because racist grandpa wrote to Pam Bondi, and racist grandpa doesn't know the difference between a public post and a DM. It's beautiful. We know it's targeted. The case is already done.
That's when Chris will call the van for me when I start posting. Chris, can you get that one soundbite? Grandma, you put that on Twitter. Okay.
I mean, we know he's only doing this to Comey and James to try to bankrupt them in the court system. Yeah, there is no real case. But, like, now, here's Exhibit A, Your Honor. The defense is there. He meant to privately message Pam Bondi on Filth Social, and instead he's conducting state business on this failing social media app that's run out of a strip mall in Florida, and the whole world knows it. He's weaponizing the DOJ through a group chat, Stephanie. These people aren't good at their jobs. They're not good fascists.
Again, are the people, I like what she said too. She said, this is the time for leaders on both sides of the aisle to speak out against this blatant perversion of our system of justice. I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a 2-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics. Judges have upheld the trial court's finding that Donald Trump, his company, and his two sons are liable for fraud. I mean, this is the clearest case of vindictive prosecution ever. It's because she not only tried him, she convicted him of his crimes.
And a jury saw the evidence, just like in his 34 felony convictions. I mean, when's this guy going to man up and go after the actual grand jurors and juries who convicted him? And again, when you appoint a special counsel and there's evidence and the witnesses and a jury, that's called justice. But when you tweet out, Pammy, indict that bitch, and hit post instead of DM, that's lawfare, and it's a desperate cry for help from a very unhealthy man whose body is now 40% Crisco. I hope you guys are ready for President Eyeliner Model, because, I mean, Donald Trump is not a well man, and I think he knows it.
By the way, do we have, give me the 11, J.D. Vance, he's just, he's such a despicable, smirky, wise guy. Like,
obviously, the President of the United States, a New York real estate billionaire, one of the most famous New Yorkers in the world, has a lot of interaction with a lot of people who are very pro-Israel. I think that was an important set of experiences and life experiences that he brought to the table. He also, of course, knew one of the most famous Palestinians in the world, Chuck Schumer. And I think without that background of knowledge, it would have been impossible to get us to this moment.
He can't stop. He can't stop being bigoted against Jews and Muslims. He just can't. Yeah. It's going to be so nice watching this little princeling think that he can order MAGA around and watching MAGA eat him.
Yeah.
Eat him like a million baby spiders eating their mom. That's what's going to happen to man baby.
By the way, Adam Kinzinger said, Trump's Gaza deal may bring a welcome pause to years of bloodshed, but let's be clear. One ceasefire doesn't make him a peacemaker. While he chases a Nobel Prize abroad, he's been stoking violence at home. Peace isn't a brand. It's a character test.
Go ahead. Yeah, can I just say, I mean, he's bombing Iran after tearing up a peace deal with Iran that Iran was complying with. He's deploying troops in U.S. cities. He's illegally bombing boats in foreign waters, extrajudicial killings with zero evidence. He's totally down with ethnic cleansing of Gaza. The ICE agents are terrorizing migrants, firing chemical agents at priests. He's threatening to jail his political opponents. This dude doesn't care about peace. He cares about a prize.
Mm-hmm. John, by the way, I'm someone that I don't even watch violent movies. I can't stand watching violence. But I do urge you, what John's talking about, there literally is a priest praying in front of an ICE facility, and he's shot in the head with a rubber bullet. And can I remind you, rubber bullets can kill you. Mm-hmm.
There's a pepper ball, too. It's a pepper spray ball. That hit him. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And they just shot him. Like, it's on camera. I mean, you're allowed to film police doing their jobs in all 50 states, right? That's the law. These guys, these thugs, are wearing masks because they know how amoral their job is.
Yeah.
If you have to wear a mask because people will hate you for what you do, dude, you should hate yourself.
I mean,
it's another sign that this guy doesn't care about peace. This is Donald Trump. His last peace deal was with Stormy Daniels, and he still lost.
Yeah, Covey said a pastor who was praying outside an ICE facility was shot in the face with a pepper ball, and the people who are always yelling about Christians being under attack are surprisingly quiet about this.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
it's what your whole book. By the way, did I mention the best-selling book, Separation of Church and Hate?
Did I mention fourth week on the New York Times bestseller
what?
List?
What,
Sir just
John?
Began the just began. Yes, fourth week. Just began the tour this week, the first ever book tour in comedy clubs at Zany's in Chicago. I got to tell you, Steffi, I've done a lot of military shows, but I've never played in an active war zone before. I just want to thank the brave people for
you are the Bob Hope
in the face of shelling coming out there. Yeah, I mean
you are
I mean,
the Bob
like,
Hope
right
of our era.
Giordano's Pizza. I'm telling you, man, Chicago, they've already got better pizza than New York, so I'm already insecure. Now they've got martial law before us and a pope. Like, Chicago's taking over on the hip.
They're killing it. By the way, Talbert Swan said, ICE is raining black neighborhoods in Chicago, not immigrants, but U.S. citizens. This is a test run for legalized racial profiling, tax-funded Klansmen with badges terrorizing black communities under the guise of immigration enforcement. If they can do it in Chicago, they can do it anywhere. I mean, people see exactly what they're doing, John. I mean, this is the American people just are not for this, period.
Well, one third of them are. One third of us think this is just fine. One third of us, you know, like I always say, one third of us are a lot more angry about Colin Kaepernick's knee than Derek Chauvin's knee.
Yeah.
And so this is all totally acceptable. The greatest hope for this republic is that the one third of us who are totally apathetic start caring again like they did during COVID. And then we can see some real results. But Steffi, these guys wouldn't be trying so hard to cheat in Texas a year before the midterms if they weren't terrified.
Yeah.
And again, that's what so much of this is about. It's distractions from the distractions. At this point, the Epstein files were a distraction from how poor the governance is.
Could you take your organ out for me, Bella?
Sure.
John can't do it because he's killed several rows of sexy liberal shows with that. Don't do that. Don't.
Well, I just have to unspool gradually. That's all. You just have to give me some morning time.
Slowly. Give people some running time. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Because Senator Warnock speaks Jesus almost as well as you do, and he's a pastor.
He's a real deal.
I love this because it was happy clappy, and also he speaks Jesus like you do. He said, as a man of faith, here's something that I've noticed about evil as I read the scriptures that guide my life as a Christian. Evil always gets a little bit too impressed with itself. It's filled up with hubris. Evil always goes too far, and because it goes too far, it contains within itself the seeds of its own destruction. I thought that was so great and hopeful for this moment in our time.
That man's the real deal. He really is.
Yeah.
And it is evil, and it is stupid. And again, man, you try to find Republicans who are defending Bush and Cheney right now. Try to find Republicans defending the Iraq War. You can't find them. In 10 years, half of these guys will deny they ever voted for Trump beyond 2016. It's not going well. The prices are getting higher. And when Marjorie Taylor Greene is throwing the rest of the party under the bus, not because she's suddenly moral, but out of craven self-interest, yeah, because even Marjorie Taylor Greene recognizes how bad for the GOP this budget's going to be. I mean, my God, but again, a lot of lefties are saying, well, Schumer and Jeffries are just giving it all away to Trump. Go ahead, reopen the government. Let this policy go into effect and let these people be thrown off their health care and they'll see and they'll rebel against Republicans. And it's like, you know what? I like that idea, except the Democrats are too moral to let 20 million people die due to lack of health care.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party are light years closer to the teachings of Jesus on this shutdown than the Republicans who can't stop wagging their tiny diseased junk at the New Testament.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene just said the Republican Party is getting destroyed during the government shutdown as they refuse to protect health care. She said everyone's just getting despoiled. Republicans, you have no solutions. It's hurting so many people.
Right.
And she's not the only one. Rank and file Republicans, John, the reporting this morning, are getting antsy. Their party's political strategy for the shutdown amid bad polls and Democrats holding out longer than expected. There's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Kevin Riley said the speaker shouldn't even think about canceling the session for a third straight week. He's a Republican of California. During a conference call, several other Republican House members told the speaker he should bring them back. Representative Jay Obernolte said, if we're going to get to a point where it's damaging to continue to keep the House out of session, I think we have gotten to that point. It just has a feeling of everything, including the Epstein Dam, as I said to Glenn Kirshner, breaking soon. I mean, these are Republicans speaking on the record, finally. Because you're right, John, it's craven. It's because it's hurting their party and them. They know they're going to
get...
Go ahead.
No, you're right. But to me, the real shocker this week was that Trump and Mike Johnson have pretty much come out and said, get ready for furloughed federal workers who aren't necessarily entitled to back pay.
Right.
Like they're actually saying, we're going to take your labor and your loyalty and your mortgage stress and your kids' braces money. And if you're lucky, we'll think about paying you. I mean, Trump's saying, like, I guess it depends on who you're talking about. Like they're saying some federal workers are our people, but others... You guys who inspect food or enforce wage laws or keep veterans alive, you guys are expendable. I can't believe working Republicans keep falling for this scam. Can the racism be that great? They're declaring war on unions and public schools and Medicare.
And their own voters are turning on. We played the audio of the Republican talking to Mike Johnson to his face. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN said, I'm getting phone calls from people that are saying if the ACA tax credit expires, they're not going to be able to have health insurance. They're going to have to drop it. By the way, Kara Swisher won Twitter. She said, Marge, as an effective and articulate Democrat, means we are definitely in a simulation. What's next? Prediction? Chugging kombucha made by a lesbian collective in Atlanta while being Grand Marshal of the San Francisco Pride Parade.
And this is who they've always been. Their whole racket has always been transfer wealth from the 99% to the 1%. And every presidential election, find the minority they can beat up on. In 2004, it was gay marriage. They were trashing the economy and wrecking the world with Iraq War, so they made it about marriage equality is going to destroy the family system. We've seen it be about undocumented workers and Muslims, and now it's about transgender kids. At the end of the day, they're not the party of Lincoln. They're the party of layoffs, lockouts, and lies. They worship golden toilets, and they despise the Americans who clean them.
Yep.
That's their whole game. That's their whole game.
Sir John Fugelsang,
yes,
best-selling author of The Separation of Church and Hate. We love you, Sir John.
Thank you. I love you back. I'll be on Stephanie Ruhle's show tonight on MSNBC. I just taped Al.
Don't forget
Franken's
to yell out my name. Yell out my
name.
I'll
scream it. I'll shake her by the lapels. And that Dylan Douglas does a really good show on SiriusXM Progress, which I just did. And the book tour is happening. I'm going to be playing Union Stage in D.C. November 12th and a lot of other stuff to announce. And I'm playing the Nation Cruise. If there's still time for the first week of November, come on the Nation Cruise.
Yay.
It's going to be crazy great. Ellie Mastal and Robert Reich and Jerry Brown and a lot of great people.
Fun.
Very cool.
Cruising with John, with Sir John.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Thanks, John.
You guys have a great Friday. Bye, Chris.
Right.
Bye.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens.
Oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law and sister just got, I sent, because I'm a giver, I'm a liberal giver.
Okay.
I kept some and I gave some to them because they love it, love it, love it. It's so good for you. You can lower your actual age. You know, you have a real age and a biological age. Okay. You are probably 10 years older on your insides.
No.
Your insides are getting all creepery. Why? Because we eat too many processed foods, not enough fruit and veggies. A major university study suggests how to slow aging. They drank Field of Greens. They didn't change anything else. Field of Greens, every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens is doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism. Make yourself up a smoothie or whatever, just a green drink, whatever you like.
Yeah.
I got the berry flavors. I like those. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Type in Stephanie.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. Our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Allure Intimate Apparel redefines what it means to feel confident, celebrating every woman, every shape, and every size. Their expert bra fit specialists offer a refined, pressure-free experience designed for comfort, beauty, and ease. Bra, sleepwear, swim, and lingerie, Allure has it all. With a personalized touch and a commitment to service, Allure helps you feel supported every single day. Visit Allure's new location in the Hilldale Shopping Center, where bra fittings are their focus. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Sneezy. This poor, see? I'm probably waking up with something.
Yep.
Thank God I have my medical emergency kit. Who knows? Is it just allergies? Who can say? Scratchy throat, congestion, who knows? Your choice is when you know you're getting sick, or tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you in this millennium, wait hours at the urgent care, I mean with other people, with God knows what, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor prescription. Start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right away. Not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds in here to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. What you got? Strep throat, pneumonia, UTI, bronchitis, a lot more. Doctor's easy guide. You know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting at the doctor, no more whining at the pharmacy like I do. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Sir John Fugelsang, so fantastic.
He always is.
Buy his book. Hold, please. Oh, I have too many things today. That's something in particular.
Whose fault is that?
I'm going to say mine.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. Hold, okay. Please. Who said slut shaming? That's why I'm wearing my slut shirt today.
Okay.
Actually, it stands for Sexy Liberal Unity Tour.
Ah.
Remember?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Slut shaming is societal, is social control of female sexuality. Admonishing or attacking women over how they dress, how they love, what they believe is typically perpetrated by low-frequency men who crave female sexuality as long as they can control it. Who said that?
Jodie Foster.
No, that was a good guess, though. He looks more like Katie Lang. Sir John Fugelsang.
Oh, okay. Well.
In his new book, Separation of Church and Hate.
You know, Jodie Foster was bent over the pinball machine.
All right. Okay. All right. Stop controlling female sexuality.
Yeah.
Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hello. Greetings from Broadview, Illinois, where helicopters are a part of the daily soundscape. Oh, and Google X, my home, are also a daily occurrence.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you, it's not because of the peaceful protesters. It's because of the reaction by the federal government to them.
Can I say one of the other Fox frauds perpetrated? D.L. Hewley said Trump and White House busted using Florida palm tree footage to show chaos in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They can't even be bothered to find footage that doesn't have palm trees in it.
Of course, it's exactly. Let me just tell you, it's all political theater because, I mean, they are showing the tear gas smoke as a way to show that, oh, my gosh, it's like a hellscape here. And it's not, we have helicopters overhead. But again, that is because of the federal government. What is her name? Dillis Filler. She showed up at the Broadview Village Hall for her own little political theater moment. They wouldn't let her in to use the bathroom. The mayor of Broadview said, I attended a meeting, and she goes, we need immediate inspection of this facility, because if she can't even use the bathroom over there, then there's obviously something wrong. And by the way, who needs a camera crew for a bathroom break?
No, she brings a camera crew for everything. Oh, my God. By the way, do they, like, fight over the filler and the mirrors over there? The headline, Pete Hegseth wages war on his wrinkles with Botox injections after blasting fat troops and unveiling new fitness standards. The quote from it, the defense secretary underwent a round of cosmetic injections last month. One insider, he's always been full of himself, but lately his ego has been off the charts. I just picture him and Christine Holmes pushing each other out of the way for the filler and the mirror and, for their many, many little live shots wherever they are. Okay, by the way, real quick, Wolves for Liberty. After the Jimmy Kimmel fiasco, you'd think FCC chair would be all over the allegations that Fox News used paid actors in quote-unquote Antifa interviews. That's blatant disinformation and propaganda.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be all over the fake Fox News. All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Yes, yes. The blackest hour in radio. Fridays with Frangela next.
WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, the John Nolan Project begins, and we'll be taking live phone calls from listeners driving up and down the drive.
Or stop by the John and Gordy John Nolan Drive Checkpoint.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House Communications Director says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace by not awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump. It went to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The first phase of the peace deal in Gaza is underway as Israeli forces have withdrawn to areas specified in the White House agreement. The clock, meanwhile, ticking on a 72-hour window for Hamas to release all hostages. ABC National Security and Intelligence Analyst Mick Mulroy says,
this is a very difficult time, but obviously a very good time for the families of these hostages and Israel and the people of Gaza, which will see a substantial increase in humanitarian assistance.
National Guard troops on patrol in Memphis, the latest city where President Trump's deployed troops, but no troops in Illinois after a federal judge granted an order restraining troops from the state. The government shutdown continues and looks set to stretch into next week. This is ABC News.
92.7